The question was asked with regard to biblical mitzvot. We sometimes say that this mitzvah doesn't really have a biblical source. It's halacha Moshe Mitzvah. Sometimes we say the Torah gives us an allusion to the mitzvah. It's not a derivation, what's called an asmachta. So the question was asked, is this all a question of our weakness? Meaning, if we had the most accurate tradition, if Moshe Rabbeinu were here, would we still have different weights within the Torah? Or do these weights stem, these differences stem from our lack of clarity? We are taught that when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Hashem gave him the written Torah, in which certain things are obvious. Honor your father and mother, don't kill, don't steal. Some things are obvious. And then Hashem gave him the laws of derivation. And the laws of derivation, the 13 logical laws of derivation, laws of inference, teach us halachot, teach us how to derive laws from the Torah. Laws that are derived with the 13 laws of derivation are not of an identical weight to the laws that were written overtly. So already when God gave Moshe the Torah, God gave it with certain clauses. One clause, you will use the laws of derivation, and things derived from the Torah using the laws of derivation do not have the same weight as those things that are written overtly. Even within the laws of derivation, there's room to discern. For example, if the Torah says you may not marry your sister, who is the daughter of your father, or your sister, who is the daughter of your mother. Now, what about your sister, who is both the daughter of your father and your mother? It doesn't say that in the Torah. So you'll say that's a kal vachomer, that's a fortiori. And I'll say it's not a classical kal vachomer. Because technically, in this case, the example of a sister who is both the daughter of your father and your mother is a scenario that encompasses both. It's not really a derivation. We call it a derivation. It's under that umbrella of kal vachomer, but it's very different than other kal vachomers. So there are going to be differences even within the laws of derivation. The Talmud has a lot on this. Different weights depending on the strength or the nature of the law of derivation. So, step one, we see that built into the Torah was that important responsibility that the Torah gives the sages to use the laws of derivation in defining the Torah, and those laws of derivation will not produce identical halachot as to what's written in the Torah. Secondly, we have mitzvot in the Torah where the Torah does not define certain aspects of the mitzvah. So the Torah tells you God wants you to rest on the 7 days of Pesach. And then the Torah says, on the first day and the seventh day, you're not going to do any work. Wait a second, a minute ago you said all 7 days are days of rest. Now you're telling me only the first and seventh days are sabbaticals. So the Torah is saying, Chol HaMoed is given to the jurisdiction of the rabbis to define what's going to be permitted, what's going to be prohibited. And their definition suddenly gets a biblical nature. So we have areas in the Torah where the Torah left it open, where the Torah said the rabbis will define this aspect of the Torah and it's up to them. Then you have areas where the Torah gave us an allusion to a concept, but the Torah didn't obligate the concept. For example, the Torah discusses washing hands. Yet technically, biblically, there's no such concept as washing hands. Either the whole body is pure or the whole body is defiled. If the body is defiled, you go to mikveh. Sometimes you have to get the red heifer ashes sprinkled on you. But there's no such concept as the hands alone being tameh. Yet if you look in the Torah discusses a person touching holy food, uyadav lo shataf b'mayim. He didn't wash his hands. So you read the literal verse, the literal text, the text is discussing an obligation to wash hands. Our tradition says, no obligation to wash hands. That's not what it's talking about. So the rabbis come centuries later, in the generation of Shlomo, King Solomon, and institute washing hands before you eat holy foods. So the rabbis instituted something rabbinic that has a basis in the biblical concept. Moshe taught the Jews the laws of the holidays. So our tradition is that Moshe instituted that on every holiday we read the Torah, we read the section in the Torah that refers to that holiday. So you have a pasuk, but the pasuk doesn't obligate it. Moshe Rabbeinu made an institution with his court. So you have a pasuk, but yet the pasuk doesn't obligate it. The pasuk is an indicator. So yes, when the Torah was given with these clauses built in. Certain things would be derived, certain things would be defined, certain things would be instituted, and they all have some element of a root in the Torah. Depending on how strong their root is in the Torah will define how stringent we have to be and their halachic nature. But it's not stemming from weakness that we have this difference between something that's derived and something that's alluded to. It was built in. It was built into the system. When Moshe got the Torah, Hashem gave it to him with these laws of derivation, laws of inference, etc.